Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show. Okay, today we're speaking with Lyndon Naraki of Optium. Hi, Lyndon. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
We're at a new advanced event. We just spoke and we talked about some marketing and internet strategies. First of all, tell us what you do at Optium.
I am the director of internet strategy, and what that department does is everything that's really on the front end and the user experience side. So we do a lot of usability, we do a lot of focus groups, we do internet strategies, so we look at what are you trying to achieve, where are the places online that you want to be, and then we also do the information architecture, so how do you structure a site, how do you structure pages, all those types of things.
That fun stuff. Now, you got a degree in journalism, right?
I do.
How did that work out for you?
I didn't stay in journalism very long. I got into the newspaper world and I really didn't like it at all. Got into technical writing. I actually went back to school and studied programming. So from there, I really got into the online world, web development, and then ultimately back into online marketing. So there's a nice band between being technical and being kind of a journalism person, asking a lot of questions. So kind of ended up back where I started a little bit.
See, now that I would think that's an advantage to have some programming background in the marketing and online world, because, well, tell us if it is.
Yeah, it definitely is. I think when you work with developers a lot, I think it keeps them honest, but I also think that it helps you perceive how new technology works and how users interact with that. I think it's also important too from the business side, because a lot of times you'll be at the table with the director of IT, so being able to have a really, what is a more intelligent conversation with him because you understand what he's doing often really helps, because he feels more confident in the kinds of things you're bringing to the table.
You know, obviously we're going through a bad economy now. Now, is that good for online marketing, or bad, or a combination, or what's your thoughts on that?
I think overall it's bad, right, because people aren't spending as much money, but in a lot of ways it's been a real boon. I think there's been a lot of growth because people want things to be measurable. I think online really allows you to measure things a lot more. You can prove out what's the return on this, if I invest this, and it lets you see if something's successful or not. It's not just a feeling, or you can do it yourself. It's, you know, with big things like TV, you have to go hire someone like, you know, Nielsen to figure out how successful were you. But if you put in online display ads, you have Google Analytics, you can figure out if you're getting a lot of this back and you're spending in it.
Yeah, we've seen over the last few years especially some real shifts in consumption, where the consumer now has more of a voice with some of the tools and platforms that are out there. Tell us how that affects marketing.
It is. It makes it way harder. I think it makes you have to perpetually reevaluate your program. I think before, people were like, I can go out and I can buy, you know, Time Magazine or HGTV, and that always works for me. And now there's so many niche things. I think the rise of things like Ning, and people build their own communities, and with Twitter, you have to be on all of these places. So I think that you're perpetually reevaluating what's successful. If you look at something like, what was Friendster? What was MySpace? What is Facebook? You can't say, well, let's invest in MySpace for the next 5 years. You have to say, what's happening to that community? What's the demographic? Or people who I want to market to, were they not there before, and they're there now, so let's go there now.
And what's the distinction, you know, we used to have paid media and you could track that all, and now you talk about something called owned media, and gave a great example with Lance Armstrong.
Sure. So paid media is like, I'm going to pay this website this much money to display my ad this many times. But there's so many mechanisms in social media and the internet that you can be your own, you know, be your own channel. So I can make videos and post them on YouTube and own that channel on YouTube, and I can have a blog and I can do all these things on my own. At one point this year before the Tour de France, Lance Armstrong was really frustrated with the media and said, I'm done talking to the media. You know, he has a video blog, he blogs, he Twitters, and he's a really powerful source. So he said, you know what, I am my own channel. He gives press conferences when he wants to, and that's the only time that he does it. So he has control of his message that he's sending out.
You know, we have to realize it's especially with the internet and the connectivity, it's a global world, global economy. You spent some time living in Ireland. What did you learn from that experience?
People go about things differently. I actually think my favorite experience that I talk about a lot with clients is, actually, I was in France. I went to go see the Tour de France the last time Lance Armstrong was in there, and I was checking some email, and I pulled up Google. And first of all, it was google.fr, it wasn't google.com, and the first selection was to only view things that came back in French. So I thought, wow, you know, if I wrote this in English, no one would ever see it. So the habits that people have that you see when you're in a country or you talk to people from this country are great things to think about. So if you want to have a global product or you want to think about your brand and how people interact with your brand or how you're doing in search, it's the one thing I think in the United States I haven't heard people talk that strongly about. I kept asking questions like, well, how do you do search in other countries? How do you search in other countries? I think that people are really starting to focus more on that now because it's the next big challenge in controlling your medium and controlling your message throughout the globe.
So are you a prolific blogger, tweeter, social media
I do
person?
Blog. I blog for work, and it's really horrible because I almost never post, but I do blog. I have a photo blog, and I started as a New Year's resolution 1 year to do a photo every day, and I did that for the first year, and I actually do it occasionally now, and I use my cell phone. I very rarely use a camera. So I use my cell phone. I post on TwitPic, and I pull everything through. So I think I've changed the medium of how I actually do blogging now. It's very different than how when I first did it.
So how do people find your postings?
Well, they can search for my name. And Okay. Actually, there's a couple of Lyndon Rockies out there, but I come up pretty high. I come up on LinkedIn, and all my information's on there. And then basically, I attach my name to my face and my face to everything I do. Some people don't like to do that, but I do. It's like, hey, this is who I am. And I'm not saying anything I wouldn't stand behind. So if you just go to the search engine, type Lyndon Rocky, I will pop up.
All right, viewers, you got to do that. Go look for Lyndon Rocky, who we've been speaking today with Optium. Thanks a lot, Linda.
Thanks.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.